announcing tonight's game. We've got a great matchup between the undefeated rookies of King Cove and your Lady Eagles of Sand Point. We're back to a five-lady squad here for the Eagles, and we've got the full crew here. They made it safely in from Anchorage, and they're looking ready for another matchup, even after playing 12 games in 14 days. All right, there's a tip. It goes a little bit far out, but Elena Mack chases it down and quickly gets a play under motion here. Oh, man. Right away, a quick bucket by Sadie Newton. And that's going to be behind the perimeter as well. Sadie Newton doing a great shot. We've got Maddie Newman, Sadie Newton, Elena Mack, Leilani Brandle, and Jalea Duarte starting things out for the Eagles. The Eagles, the Lady Eagles, have everyone on the floor right now, but they are short Lila Gunnarsson tonight. Good job moving up by Leilani Brandle. Lindsay moved in really quickly. She pulled herself back, though, which is a wise move, and the rookies will take it back outside the perimeter. Well, long pass by Elena all the way baseline. Oh, hand tipped up by Lindsay. It was a pass by Sadie that she got a hand on. Elena for three, just off the front of the iron. Chased down by Malia, and she's pinned down by two rookies, but good outlet pass over to Lindsay. Oh, but Leilani will contest that. Pass picked up, stolen, and there's Maddie Newman, I believe, right there with the ball. Moving up quickly, passed over. No, that now pass over to Maddie. And here come the rookies. Good advantage off that steal. Score 3-0 right now with just under 7 to go in the first quarter. Playing keep away, shot up by Maddie, no good. Rebound easily goes to Alexia, but man, the Eagles are another thrown away pass. Picked up by Maddie, given over to Jalea, and Malia Overcash is going to, I think with the and one, Jalea got it, took it up the right-hand side, and Eagles are going to bring a little more pep. I hate to say it, but you just don't want to see the Eagles giving up right out the gate just because they're playing against the rookies. Jalea will go for the and one, scoring out 5-0. Jalea puts it up. No good. Rebound to Alexia, and now a pass to Paige and an outlast to Lindsay. Lindsay will be playing point guard without Lila Gunnarsson on the floor. Big shout-out to our seniors today. Today was senior night. We did our presentation, so a big thank you to Sadie Newton, as well as Elena Mack, Jalea Duarte, and, of course, Lindsay Holmberg. Nice little hook shot from the right-hand side near the baseline by Alexia or Lindsay. No good. Oh, fight for the rebound. But a missed dribble gets picked up by Ariana Wilson. And Sand Point has another turn with the ball. Oh, she's dribbling really high, and you can't do that with Maddie Newman right in front of you. She's just going to poke the ball out. Ball goes to the floor. Held ball. Ariana hustled up to get her hands on it, but it was Sand Point bringing the ball down. Okay, ball now in the hands of Lindsay. She calls a play into motion. Eagles looking to get open. There's Malia getting the ball, looking for some help. Stolen by Sadie. She's got Lindsay ahead of her. She turns and burns, gets past the defense. Beautiful underhand layup, good for two. 7-0 now in favor of the rookies. Full court man-to-man, forcing the steal by Elena. And man, just one-handed dribble, one-handed layup, never even uses the other hand. I haven't seen Elena play for a little while, and I'm just going to say it right now. It's amazing to watch her effort on the court, and her skill is really shining this year. This full-court man-to-man is giving the Eagles a hard time. The ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the rookies. Oh, Elena slips, allowing Ariana to get past the defense pretty quickly, but Elena recovers, pokes the ball out. Jalea with a foul there, trying to apply some pressure against Ariana near the half-court line, will force the foul, and that'll be a throw-in for the Eagles. Still playing man-to-man all the way. The ball into Malia Overcash. Drives the baseline. Ball poked out by Jalea. That will be Sandpoint Eagle slowly working their way down the sideline on throw-ins. Back into Malia. She's pinned down by two rookies, gets the ball over to Ariana, kind of fumbles with the catch, but is able to maintain control. Lindsay into the key, outside to Lindsay again for three. Good line. Oh, just off the top of the iron. Rebound fought for. Picked up. Oh, but a hard pass is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Leilani. Picked up by Lindsay, actually. She's not going to let it go out of bounds. Oh, but as the ball got poked out of her hands near the baseline underneath the Eagles' basketball hoop, and as she was trying to get control again, it touches the baseline. Sadie's going to throw it in for Sandpoint to Elena. Nothing but net on a 5-foot jumper off the baseline. What a shot. Here we go, full court man. Over to Malia. Picked up by Ariana. Stripped away, though, by Maddie Newman, and she'll get her turn for a layup. Score now 13-0. Sandpoint trying to get on the board. Lindsay turns and burns up the sideline, gets past the defense, over to Paige, who is wide open the key. Oh, left side layup doesn't go down. Malia with a rebound and a three-point of her own. That trademark high off the glass shot that she's perfected won't quite stick this time. Short timeout called on the floor by Coach Gary Lamar. And, man, after hearing the rookies on the road trip for the last 2 weeks and now seeing them play, you get the grip onto why they're beating 4A JV squads, 3A varsity squads, the number 2-seeded Galena 3A squad. I mean, these girls are just a once-in-a-generation team. It's amazing to watch them. Coach Gary Lamar doing a great job manning the helm. But I love the Eagles. They're putting all their effort into it. Just a five-person squad. They're putting their effort out there. They had a long road trip themselves, but coming off this break, hopefully we can see some fresh excitement. Score remains 13-0 in favor of the rookies, with just under 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Rookie ball throwing it in after the timeout. Elena gets it. Quickly passes it over around the horn to Leilani for three on the left baseline. Oh, man, drains a tray. 16-0 now. Here, Ariana Wilson brings up her point. She tends it over to the right-hand wing. But back to Ariana, open for three, fires one off. Nice little arc, can't quite go down. Off the top of the iron, rebound to Elena, and she's moving on a fast transition. She's got defense all around her, so she'll jump back, put up a shot, no good. Malia Overcash grabs the board. And she's going to turn and burn up the sideline herself. Gets past all sorts of defenders, but runs into number 11, Maddie Newman. That's going to be a blocking call against Maddie. I think it's the third foul against King Cove. 3:55 to go here, 16-0 in favor of the rookies. Sandpoint throws it in over to Malia. Back on the sideline. Oh, she picks up her dribble, and it's grabbed right away by number 11. Maddie Newman, but as she picks up the ball, her toe or her back of her foot will go against the sideline. Sandpoint throwing it in. Lindsay over to Alexia, poked out by Sadie, picked up by Elena, and here comes the rookies moving fast. Elena's got defenders. Oh, man, 1-2-3 step over. She fakes right, goes left up the center, and doesn't look that good in the WNBA. All right. Ball in the hands of Malia now. She gets past the defenders, and there's going to be a little bit of contact call against Maddie. Malia grabbed the ball, put it up over her head, and contact. 3:33 to go, 18-0. Sandpoint throwing it in underneath their basket. Malia's going to grab it, take it out away from the perimeter. Over to Lindsay. She drives up, tries to poke through, but Leilani. Oh, Alexia's wide open on the post. Put up a shot, no good, on the right-hand side from about 3 feet out. Lindsay tries to steal it, but the rookies can't maintain control, and here comes Elena. Passing the ball back to Elena for three in the corner. Beautiful line, just doesn't quite go down. Ball saved by Sadie. Great effort there, but it is almost going out of bounds. Picked up by Lindsay Holmberg, so Sandpoint will have possession. Yeah, soft pass gets stolen right away by Maddie. She takes it all the way up to the hoop. Nice little jump stop from about 2 feet out, up and in, 20-0 now the score. Sandpoint looking to get on the board here. Malia has the ball. She's going to take it over to the right-hand side. Sandpoint struggling to penetrate on the interior with this tight man-to-man defense. Has been making most of their attempts. Oh, man, Ariana picked up her dribble. She needs help. Oh, Alexia's wide open. Playing a pretty tight game here on the referee side, calling another foul against the rookies. Substitution on the floor right now as Rayetta Kuzakin is going to check in for King Cove, and Leilani Brandel is going to grab a quick breath. Ball over to Malia. Inside to Alexia, stolen by Sadie. Outlet pass to Elena. She sees Jalea on the cherry pick, and man, doesn't even slow down the speed, takes it up the left-hand side for an amazing layup. She had such momentum, but didn't seem to phase her at all. 22 now to zero. There we go. From behind the perimeter. Malia Overcash connects with the basket, getting Sandpoint their first points of the game. 22-3 now. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Jumper by Kayla Carver, who also is in the game now. No good. Rebound goes to Lindsay. Are they going to call a travel there? Over and back. On Lindsay. Apologize. I was corrected. I think I accidentally said Carver. I meant to say Calver, of course. On the bench, we have Maddie Newman, who Calver came in for. Oh, good steal by Lindsay. That long wingspan comes in handy on the defensive side. She picks it up. A nice two-man trap at the half court. But the pass to Alexia, she's going to run the baseline. Nice pump fake, gets the shot, doesn't quite go down. Good defense by Jalea, grabs the board. Fast transition to Rayetta, but man, the pass is too high. She can't quite get her fingers on it. 1:43 to go here in the first quarter. 22-3 is the score in favor of King Cove. Pulling back on the full court man-to-man now. Rookies step back into a half-court man. Oh, pass gets fumbled by Ariana, picked up by Elena. Sees Jalea on the right-hand side. Easy layup. I can tell Jalea must be left-handed. She made that right-side layup with her left hand. All right, here's Malia. Hard pass to Alexia, picked off by Sadie. Puts a little English on the pass to Elena. And Elena, left-hand side, a contested layup up and in. 26-3 now. Just over a minute to go in the first quarter. Ariana Wilson takes it past the half court. Over to Lindsay. Lindsay on the right-hand side. Kayla putting some tight defense on her. Giving her a hard time. Over to Ariana now. She's still well outside the perimeter near the half-court line to the top of the key. Elena in front of her. She's going to take her to the left-hand side. Pulls back. And, you know, here's a great example of the old guard and the new guard. Ariana Wilson, a rising star in eighth grade. But, man, Elena Mack, just a tried-and-true superstar over here for King Cove. Good to see them against one another. Going to give Ariana a lot of good experience here. Inbound pass gets stolen by the rookies. They've got less than a minute to go here, and Elena's going to go for a three. Right in the corner, drains it. Hits the back iron straight down. 29-3. And it's just like the rookies have smelled blood in the water or something. Lindsay drives the baseline. Nice, beautiful arc for two. No good. Rebound goes to Jalea. Good effort by the Eagles to pick that one up. Elena on a quick transition, 17 seconds. Fakes the look at the three, pulls up, takes it to the left-hand side. Her shot for three, no good. Rayetta with a quick rebound and puts one up, no good. And good effort by Sadie Newton there, grabbing the ball, trying to save it from going out of bounds. That was Kayla. Good effort by Kayla, trying to grab the ball, but it goes out of bounds. 7 seconds, Ariana's moving fast. She gets past the half-court line to Overcash, long three, no good, just over the rim, and there we go, buzzer at the first quarter. The score, 29 for the rookies, 3 for the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. We'll go back to you, Holden, for a quick word from our sponsors.
Sounds like the rookies are doing what they do best. Still undefeated this season, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsors before we get you back to second quarter action. So right here, we'll have a word from our sponsors in, of course, the city of Sandpoint.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the city of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Thank you, Dave, for that spot for the City of Sandpoint. But now we're going to send you right back to Sandpoint with Austin here for King Cove and Rookies.
Yeah, so they lose to a 1A team, that really hurts the recruitment.
We'll bring it back.
Weird thing. But I would love to see King Cove play this year. Would love it.
And we're back now for your second quarter action. Rookies coming back out, and as we can see here, they've kept the same squad that ended the first quarter on the floor. We've got Sadie Newton, Jalea Duarte, Rayetta Kuzakin, Kayla Calver, and Elena Mack. Your five Lady Eagles are on the floor right now. Lindsay and Alexia Holmberg, Paige Lundgren, Malia Overcash, and Ariana Wilson. Rookies start with the ball, and they start with a 26-point lead. The score is 29-3 right now. Good steal by Paige. And as Malia Overcash has possession, it's going to be Kayla Calvert trying to reach her hand in there and gets called for a little contact on the play. Standpoint. The rookies have called off the full court man-to-man, gotten themselves a comfortable lead, and they're just going to go ahead and let a half-court action play this game through. Ariana with the ball over to Lindsay. Oh, almost stolen by Rayetta. Malia keeps her hands on it, hard on the glass, down into the rim. Beautiful shot by Malia over Cash. 29-6 now in favor of the rookies. Elena's going to try to answer with her own, but that goes hard off the back iron and goes high. Interesting, I saw Elena's face after that shot went hard off the iron, and it was like she like motioned her hand and kind of thought about it, like she's studying her shot, and just a real professional, seeing her even learn from the mistakes. Pass over to Ariana, almost gets picked off by Elena. Ariana gets pinned into the corner, passes to Lindsay, almost stolen by Kayla, but it's going to go out of bounds on the sidelines off the rookies. Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP. We'll have more games tomorrow, not 100% of the times, but I'll see if I can't figure out when game times will be for tomorrow. But stay tuned after this game because we're going to have the T-Jacks and the Eagles. It's going to be over. Oh, nice save by Ariana. Almost over and back, but she ran it down. Malia Overcash got the ball. She drives hard up the right-hand side and out of bounds. I think they're going to call another reach on Kayla there. Not sure how many that is for her. Probably her second foul. That's 16 fouls on the rookies, though. Two on Kayla. Malia gets the ball, takes it over to left-hand wing. Passes to Ariana. Ariana will take it back up towards the top of the key, way outside the perimeter. Drives in, but man, this upper defense, this outer perimeter defense with the man-to-man, super hard to get past. From the free throw line, Ariana wide open, all over the top of the rim. Good for two. 29-8 now is the score. 6:35 on the clock here in the first half. Pull-up jumper by Elaine is not going to go down. Picked up this time by Malia Overcash. Overcash runs at the sideline, guarded by Elena, and she's just going to strip the ball right out of Malia's hands. Elena, nice behind-the-back dribble, gets past the defense, drives it all the way to the right-hand side. That signature underhand layup, thanks to the spin on the ball, it goes all the way around the rim and back down. Doesn't happen by accident. 31-8 now is a score in favor of the rookies. Lindsay with the ball near the half court calls the play into action. Good pick out or poke out there by Rayetta. Going to go out of bounds. And Sam Point running out of steam here pretty quick, and you can see some frustration on their face already. You just have to get into a game like this and have some fun. You know, the rookies are just with an incredible lineup, an incredible season. There's not only so much you can really do out here. You got to have the best time you can, though, and make it fun. Rookies with the ball. They also have a lead of 31-8. Shot for three off the front of the rim by Sadie. Picked up by Jalea. She'll take it back outside to Lena. Rookies with the ball. Over the right-hand side now. Sadie back to Lena. Lena drives at the left-hand side. Jumper hard off the glass. Paige with a foul. The rebound and the putback was going up by Jalea. Paige gets a hand on it. That's going to put Jalea Duarte to the line for two. Coach Lamar calls over two of his squad to come and give them a little bit of coaching advice. Jalea makes that first attempt. 32-8. The rookie's slowly building this lead up now. They started out to a roaring start, but when Leilani and Maddie sat down, slowed the pace of the game up a little bit. Second one by Jalea is good. 33-8 now is the score. Ball in the hands of Ariana. Taking up the middle. Trying to get past Elena, having a tough time. She puts up a little bit of a shot, deflected by Jalea, picked up by Jalea, and now the rookies will have possession again. Duarte, or that was Elena, 3-8 for three, just short of the rim. Rebound goes to Alexia Holmberg, and she outlets over to Lindsay. Lindsay had some open field in front of her, but Sadie Newton did a good job to putting up some defense. Oh, man, defensive effort by Rayetta is amazing. She pokes the ball out. It goes into the hands of Malia. Malia fires off a shot. Almost goes down hard off the glass, but misses the shot. She'll go to the line for two. I'm really impressed by the hustle on defense by Rayetta Kazak, and she's really coming out here making some big contributions on the defensive side. Malia makes the first attempt from the line, bringing the Eagles to 9 versus 33 for King Cove. Malia's second attempt. Off the back of the iron, comes down. Julia Duarte with a rebound and fast transition over to Rieta. Rieta quickly finds Elena for three in the right-hand corner. Off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Alexia. Sandpoint doing a great job on the rebounds, as they always do. Malia with the ball. Man, she had a good look at three, but she'll pass it back to Lindsay, who drives in. The floater from the right-hand side doesn't quite make it in. Good job by Lindsay contesting the contesting the rebound by Kayla. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kayla. So Sandpoint will have the ball underneath her own basket. Kayla's going to come sit down, grab her breath, and Maddie will come back in for the rookies. Ball to the hands of Malia off the throw-in. Rounds the corner past Elena. But she's got a trap put on her. Rieta steals a pass. Goes to the ground. Picked up by Paige. Over to Alexia. Alexia trying to work her way past Jalea. Can't quite get to go down. Sends it back out to Malia. Fast fire three off the front of the rim. This time the rebound will go to Elena. Good effort by Alexia trying to get past Jalea, but Jalea wasn't even fazed. Fast pass over to Maddie for the layup on the left-hand side. Doesn't go down. 33-9 still. Sandpoint has the ball. Overcash moving real quick. Finds Lindsay. Can't keep her handle on it. Lost the ball. Goes wild. Oh, there's Sadie. Takes it all the way up from the half-court line. Good on the left-hand side layup. Good job by Sadie moving real fast there. Burns past the defense. 35-9 now in favor of the rookies. Just under 3:30 to go. We're going to have a travel there. Oh, as Lindsay was moving her way up the middle, a full timeout called by Sarah Schaefer. And so a quick update here. We will have the 7:30 game here tonight at the T-Jacks. We'll have Chris and Chris Chris Babcock giving you the play-by-play over there. And we will have a game here tomorrow, 10 in the a.m. The T-Jacks and Sandpoint are projected to play at 11:30. That's, of course, always weather permitting. So with just around 3 minutes to go here in the first half, the score is 35-9. Sandpoint doing a great job keeping the effort in, working hard for the rebounds as they always have this season, putting in good effort. Staying out of foul trouble, Sandpoint with two fouls, King Cove with nine, putting Sandpoint in the bonus. Yeah. So lots of good effort on both these squads. The rookies is doing a fantastic job, though. Doing what they do best, just running the game, playing the game they want to play. Elena, running point. We've got Leilani Randall checking back in now for the rookies. Rieta Kuzakin stays out. Maddie Newman's going to sit down instead. So we've got Kayla and Maddie on the bench. Rieta, Elena. Oh, good steal by Sadie. She's got Overcash going fast. Oh, she hesitates, makes Overcash go past. Count the basket. Good job by Sadie. Just a linchpin here for the squad. She did a good job hesitating, forcing Malia to go past her. And now here we go. Sadie for the and one, drains it. Good shot by Sadie. 38 now to 9 in favor of the rookies. 3:25 to go here in the first half. Ball in the hands of Lindsay on the right-hand wing. She's being guarded by Leilani. Takes it towards the center. Almost poked out by Leilani. Malia gets the pass. Now they're going to rotate, swing over to the left-hand side. Pokes in, but the ball is stolen by Sadie. Oh, she's got wide open basket ahead of her, takes all the way on the right-hand side, good for two. 40 now for the rookies. Sandpoint has possession, still this half-court man-to-man defense. For the rookies, Ariana over to Malia. Now to Lindsay on the right-hand side, takes it back outside the perimeter. Ariana gets the ball. Ball almost stolen, but she's able to keep her handle on it. She's got trouble. Ball thrown away. Malia and Sadie both fighting hard for it. Sadie will get it, hands it off to Elena. Beautiful right-hand side layup, good for two. 2:29 now, 40, I think it should be 42-9. Yep, 42-9 in favor of the rookies. Lindsay with the ball. Leilani comes up to meet her. Looking for a little help over to Malia. Leave over cash, passes it to Ariana. Ariana now moving the ball on the outside. Both squads fighting hard here. Sandpoint looking for a good basket. This man-to-man. Oh, Ariana Wide open three. Count it. Beautiful shot by Arianna. 42-12 now in favor of the rookies. 1:50 left to go here in the first half. Elena pulls up her dribble, passes to Leilani at the perimeter for three, no good, off the iron. Jalea gets a rebound, but a soft pass almost gets picked up by Arianna. Excellent hustle by Arianna on the defensive side there. Leilani's going to sit back down for the rookies, and we'll check in Kayla Calver. All right, ball in the hands of King Cove. Passed into Elena. She's going to take her time looking for a long pass over to Rayetta. Right back to Sadie. Sadie for the tray. Outside the perimeter. Good for three. 45 now to 42. Malia's going to bring it up for the Eagles. She's got 90 seconds on the first half left. Pass over to Arianna. Whale outside the top of the key. Picked up and stolen by Kayla. Lindsay gets back up there on the defense side, but Kayla just had too much room to go. She gets past it. 47-12 now is the score. Standpoint with possession. Arianna, good look going up the left-hand side. Can't finish it with the defense collapsing on her, but she'll pass to Lindsay, who floats up, gets fouled on the way to the bucket. Doesn't quite get the shot to go down, but she'll head to the line for two.
Over to the line for
58 seconds left here in the first half. Going to have a fun little tug-of-war matchup here at halftime. So it's going to be all the students and from Sandpoint Elementary, I believe, maybe including just elementary. And if you came out wearing your Eagle blue, you get to do a tug-of-war against the T-shirts or the teachers. I know my kids are already saying they can't wait to beat the teachers, but they're going to give them a fair match is what my daughter said. So they're going to make it fair. Misses the first attempt. Lindsay for the second attempt, no good. Jalea Duarte gets the board. Here comes Elena moving real quick on transition. Pulls up her two-point jumper. Sinks it. Making it 49-12 now. Sandpoint with the ball. Looking to keep out of that 40-point range where the mercy rule comes into effect. Lindsay gets past Kayla. Her shot comes up short of the rim. Rebound to Jalea. Here comes Elena Mack. Oh, man. Malia did a great job almost grabbing the ball, but somehow Elena, magically made the ball disappear and end up behind Malia. Connects with the layup. 51-12 now. Ball gets knocked loose. Touched by Sandpoint. And King Cove will throw the ball in. 51-12 now. 18 left to go here. Got lots of good save up both these squads in their efforts. Fighting hard. Here's the rookies. They're going to hold the ball. Rayetta over to Jalea. That's going to be a travel. Yeah, a couple stutter steps. Jalea tried to turn to the left-hand side. Lindsay Holmberg was right in front of her, preventing her from able to have the open access that she was looking for, causing that travel with the stutter step. Eagles throw it in. Malia is going to have time for one shot. Pulls up from the yellow line. Oh, wraps around the rim and in. Good for three. And that will be the buzzer. 51-15 in favor of the rookies, but man, love that last point, not quite a buzzer beater, but last second three-pointer, just to give the Sandpoint Eagles a little bit of positivity to go into the second half. We've got 10 minutes on the clock. You're going to get some words from our sponsors, some wonderful music on the halftime, and we'll be back in 10 to give you the second half action. Holden, back to you, sir. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the second half, and already right out the gate, Sandpoint with 2 points on the board. Arianna Wilson getting a deuce from downtown. Ball goes out of bounds. Good defense by Sandpoint. Checking in, we got Jalen Brandle for the first time. She's on the floor right now for the rookies. All five Sandpoint Eagles are in as well. Jalen's going to take a shot. Two-pointer from the baseline. No good. Good effort, though. Ball in the hands now, Malia. Overcash moves fast, takes a shot from the right-hand side, all over the top of the rim, and Kayla Calver is going to get the rebound there for the rookies. The score is 51-17 in favor of King Cove. On the floor right now, we got Sadie Newton. Elena for three. Oh, it hits every part of the rim, bounces up high, and still goes down. We got Sadie, also Elena, Jalea, Jalen, and Kayla in for the rookies right now. Nice job with a hook shot from the right-hand side by Lindsey Holmberg. 54 now to 19. On the bench, we've got Rayetta as well as Maddie and Leilani somewhere. I don't see her on the bench right now. Shot missed by Elena, picked up by Lindsey on a fast break. She's got rookies all over her, so she's going to pull back and wait for her team. Setting up the offense on the top of the perimeter. Lindsey starting to feel it. Takes a shot from about 1 foot inside the perimeter. No good. 54-19, still the score. Elena hands it off. Pass back to Elena. Nice little jump stop. Oh, just a low arc. Can't quite go down. Picked up by Jalea. Outside to Jalen. Misses a shot. Follows up. Gets a rebound. Nope. Goes to Ariana Wilson. Wilson passes over to Malia. Malia will play point guard so far in the second half. Score is still 54-19. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Almost poked out there by Sadie. Remains in the hands of the Eagles. Lindsey Holmberg on the right-hand side. Looks at the three, says no, passes over to Malia. Good defense, man-to-man defense still. And these players that come off the bench like Jalen, she almost just poked the ball out there. Just good effort from the defense by Rayetta, Jalen. Really good hustle. Ariana stalls the ball, drives in. Oh, but Jalea read it. Good hustle by Ariana trying to keep her hands on the ball, but man, that's just experience right there. Jalea saw it. Gets right into the lane, closes off Ariana's opening, and forces the jump ball. Here we go. Rookies get the possession. They have 54 to Sandpoint's 19. Good triangle pass. Elena for three off the right-hand side, picked up by Sadie. Quickly over to Kayla on the inside now. Post shot by Jalea. And really not moving the ball down to the post very much so far this game to Jalea. 54 to 19 to score. Missed opportunity there. Hard pass goes to the left of Ariana. And now Sandpoint will have possession. King Cove will have possession. Here comes Elaine on the offense. Oh, man. Works her way around a lot of defenders. Passes outside the perimeter. Shot up by Sadie. No good. But Elena gets a rebound. Quickly takes it back outside. Pass to Jalen. Back to Elena. Driving up the key. Good job moving the ball. Just looking for that open shot. Jalen with the pass from Jalea. She tries to get it back to Jalea, but Paige is right there to pick it off. Good defense by Sam Point. 56-19, still the score. 4:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Oh, pass goes off of Malia's shoulders, but she's able to pick it back up. Had possession. They're going to call Sadie for a little bit of contact there. Malia clearly had possession. Sadie was trying to contest it. Eagles throw it in. Over to Ariana Wilson. Takes it to the top of the key. She's being guarded by Jalen. Over to Lindsey on the right-hand side. She takes it back outside the perimeter to Ariana, trying to work her way past Jalen. Good matchup there between those two. Contact foul called against Jalen. That's a good matchup, Ariana versus Jalen. I know that before Elena was guarding Ariana, giving Ariana a lot of good experience playing against someone like that. Seeing Jalen and Ariana, they seem a very even match. Malia gets it for three, high off the glass, goes down, doesn't quite make it. Picked up by Duarte. Under four to go here in the third quarter. Elena's going to line in a three, in and out. Picked up by Jalea. Back outside to Elena, she's going to drive in this time. Jumper from about 10 feet out, also off the rim. And Elena having a tough time making her shots go down today. I think that she's probably missed about 12, 13 points. Good steal by Sadie. Moves real fast, pass to Kayla, almost gets lost. She maintains the handle. But this time the ball is stolen by Ariana. She's got a Carver in front of her. Over to Lindsey for three off the back of the iron. 56-19, still the score. Jalea Duarte with the ball. Brings it past the half-court line to Elena. Drives into the post. Jumper not going to go down, but gets a foul on the way up. Going to the line. Foul against Paige Lundgren, a blocking call. And Elena Mack will go to the line for two. Been a good matchup here. Sandpoint putting their heart out on the floor. Good job by the rookies, playing very skillfully. Coming off the road trip, though, you know they're tired. Elena, again, misses the free throw line. Misses the charity line shot. And I think these girls are just really having a you know, they came off this road trip, so much effort put into the road trip. It's really remarkable how many games they played in such a short time. Elena missed her second one, but oh, there's a putback by Jalea. It goes high, though. Can't quite get the motion back towards the basket. Full timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer. And with that, the score will be 56-19. Kind of been standing still here for a lot of the second half of the third quarter, or the first half of the third quarter. Eagles doing a good job keeping in it, having fun. You see a few more smiles on their face now. They're kind of settling into their groove and playing and having a good time out there. Rookies getting a good chance to work in some of their players who are young and developing, giving the seniors a chance to stay on the floor, stay fresh. They've got a bit of a trip ahead of them. They've still got the regional competition, which I believe the girls will play over here in Sandpoint come March 11th. Can't wait for that one. It's going to be a great regionals matchup. Rookies looking to get that back-to-back title. Barring injuries, I say it's really theirs to lose. They're just hand over fist the number one 1A squad, and I'd say that if you go all the way up to 4A, the rookies could really make an argument of being the best team, one of the best teams in the state, period. Here come the Eagles now. There's the buzzer off the half after the timeout. Sarah Schaefer stretching the full minute out of the timeout. Second buzzer, calling the teams out to the court. Again, we got Sadie, Jalea, also Jalen, Rayetta Kuzakinen, and Elena. Throwing it in over to Malia. Malia over Cash, out to the top of the key, over to Lindsay on the right-hand side. Still outside the perimeter. She's trying to get past Rayetta, who's just a defensive juggernaut. Ball poked out by the rookies. Over to Rayetta. She's trying to pick it up, almost falls over, but she gets the pass off in time, and Elena just, wow, weaves through traffic, gets it up the left-hand side, 58 now to 19, 2:41 to go here. Lindsay with the ball. Being guarded by Rayetta, takes it to the top of the key, over to Malia. Moving back up towards the center, Lindsay with the ball once again. Play in motion, looking for the Eagles to get the movement. They're all kind of standing around the top of the free throw line. Getting a little bit more in action. Nice deflection by Sadie. Shot by Malia is not going to be able to make it to the basket. Jalea over to Elena. Right-hand side, good defense by Lindsay. Makes it tough for her, and her shot will not go down. 2 minutes on the clock in the third quarter, 58-19. Lindsay Homburg with the ball. Malia back to Lindsay. Taking it up towards the center. Looking for that three-pointer. She'll just hand it right back off to Malia, who will go over to the right-hand wing. Bounces into Paige. She's wide open. Oh, missed layup from about 7 feet out. Alexia with a putback. Paige this time. Still no good, and Elena's going to prevent the Eagles from having another opportunity. Elena will take the ball all the way up, get fouled at the sideline. Only the second foul, and that'll be against Ariana, her first. Rookies will throw it in on the sideline. Jalen over to Elena. Driving up the center. Jumper's going to be a little short. Alexia gets the board for the Sandpoint Eagles. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. I see Maddie's checking in now for the rookies. Malia Overcash now over to Lindsay. Pass inside of the post. Takes it to the basket. Gets fouled along the way. Good pass there. That had to go through a lot of defense to find its way to Paige. Did so perfectly. 58-19, the score in favor of the rookies. 1:21 to go here in the third quarter. We've got Paige Lundgren at the line for two. Again, don't forget, 7:30, the boys will come on next. Paige really has worked on her free throw shots this year, you can tell, and it's gotten a real nice form. That one doesn't stick. She'll get another attempt. Okay, Paige, second attempt, beautiful arc, nothing but net, making it now 20-58 in favor of the rookies. Rayetta had a good look on the outside. She's been a little bit slow to take shots. She can't miss this one, or she can't not take that one. That was a wide-open opportunity. She missed it. Jalea on the putback, just crossed the 40-point threshold now, 60-20. Malia looking to get past over that 40. Under the 40-point mark, I should say. Ariana to the right-hand side. She's got Jalen in front of her. Almost stolen by Rayetta, but she's going to put a body check on Lindsay. Foul against Rayetta Kuzakin. That was almost a clean steal, but she just ran right into Lindsay. I think Lindsay did a good job throwing her body in front of it. She still had, the possession. That was uncontested. Good job there forcing that foul against Rayetta, but Rayetta is just amazing on the defense, really fast. Lindsay with the ball, 40 seconds. King Cove up by 40. Passing around, Jalen. The pass was really tough. It was a tough effort there for Ariana. She goes down hard. You can just hear the skin peeling off on the wood as she was diving for the ball. Out of bounds, last touch by the rookies. Overcash gets the throw in. She's being tightly guarded. The pass is going to go over the top of Ariana Wilson. And the rookies will throw in the ball. 26 seconds left. Ball's in the hand of the rookies. They're up by 40. Passed in onto the free throw line. All the way around now. Oh, it's worth noting that Maddie did come in and replace Elena. Elena's on the bench now. Chilling things out right now with Calver. Shot missed by Jalen. Contested held ball. It's going to go in the favor of Sandpoint. 7.2 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll see if Sandpoint can't get a shot off in time. They're going to have to turn quick. Malia's got it. She's the one that I'd want to take the shot, but she's going to dish it off to Ariana. Drives in the baseline. Oh, yeah. Easy foul right there. Jalea was trying to deflect it, but, man, yeah, she just got a little bit of contact on that one for sure. So with 2.6 seconds left in the third quarter, Wilson will go to the line for two for Sandpoint. Score is 60-20 in favor of the rookies. Ariana lines it up. First attempt, all over the rim and down. Bringing it down to a 39-point lead in favor of King Cove. Wilson will get a second attempt here. Puts it up, and that one's going to just go straight down. Beautiful shot. Rayetta's going to try to fire it off. Nope, she gets it to Sadie, who puts up a jumper. Oh, just off the front of the rim. And there we go. At the buzzer of the third quarter, Sandpoint up. Sorry. King Cove up 60-22. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Quick word from a couple of our sponsors before we get to your final quarter of basketball action. Keep it tuned. You're listening to KSDP, Rookies versus Lady Eagles, T-Jax versus Eagles, coming up at 7:30.
Alaska. This year, our state will lead the way for the nation as the 2020 census begins January 21st in Tuksuk Bay. Once every 10 years, the census is the only complete count of the United States population, and tribal communities will be among the first counted. The resulting data can impact every community, down to the smallest American Indian reservation and Alaskan Native village. Learn more about how the census can affect your community for the next decade and beyond at IndianCountryCounts.org. This message is brought to you by the National Congress of American Indians and the Indian Country Counts campaign.
Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Sending it back for some fourth quarter action with Austin here in Sandpoint.
Fresh 8 minutes on the clock. Score 63-22. Sandpoint, or the King Cove rookies, came out charging. They've got Elena back in the game. Pat's going to go high, over and back. Good attempt to the steal. Sadie's going to grab it, take it for the layup. King Cove moving things ahead here at a fast clip in the fourth quarter. They're trying to put this one to bed, it looks like. Jalen, good steal. Ariana's going to take her down. Full body slam suplex by Ariana Wilson. No, joking. She was just right behind Jalen, got on top of her a little bit. 65-22 now. 7 minutes to go here in the game. Eagle rookies with possession to Jalea. She's going to tear in, pass it right back outside. Long pass over to to Maddie for a long-distance call for two. Good shot by Maddie Newman. 67 and 22. Ball now. And I see Leilani's back on the bench now, sitting next to Coach Lamar. Ball in the hands of the Eagles. Ariana takes the right-hand side. Nice crossover by Ariana. Yeah, three in the key. Referee staying on top of things here with a three in the key call against Paige Lundgren. 67-22. Elena back in the game. Over to Sadie. Back to Jaylen. Moving the ball all the way around. The passing by the rookies is just phenomenal. And Sandpoint's had some really good passing going on earlier in the season as well, but man, King Cove doing a great job here. Jaylen steals the ball from Ariana Wilson. 67-22 still the score. Ball turns around now, goes over to King Cove. Jalea for the jumper, in and out. Having a tough time getting those shots to stick. Sandpoint's going to have the ball as it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Overcash takes it across the half-court line. Over to the left-hand side, looking for the three, can't quite get it, looks for help, finds Ariana on the far right side, drives up the baseline. Looking to get it back outside. Paige standing. Oh! Lindsay drains the three. 67-25 now. 5.5 minutes left to go in the game. Elena could have taken the shot for three. She passes to Jaylen. It just hits the top of the rim. Easy pickup there by Alexia Holmberg on the rebound. Quickly finds Malia for the outlet. She's going to take it up. Fast transition. Takes it to the right-hand side. Pulls up her dribble. Pass to Lindsay at the top of the free throw line. For three. Nice arc, just off the back iron. Sadie's going to pick up the rebound, drive up the sideline fast. She had Maddie on the wide open left-hand side. Maddie had the defense get in front of her, though, so she passed it up to Jaylen for three, no good. Max going to pick it up for King Cove. 4:47 left to go in the game. Mac takes it outside. Looks like King Cove's going to let the clock run down a little bit. No, Elena for three. Nothing but net. Left wide open for the left-hand corner. She sinks it. 70 now to 25. Malia gets it for Sandpoint. Over to Lindsay on the right-hand side. That's Lindsay's sweet spot. The right-hand side of the basket. About 10 to 12 feet out. Nice little hook shot. Beautiful. 70-27 in favor of the rookies. Maddie for three. Hits the rim. Rebound goes to Lindsay. Pulls back. Waits for her team. Finds Malia. Malia will take it across the half-court line. Swings over to Lindsay. Oh, stolen by Maddie. Good job. Oh, Lindsay wants the ball back. Draws a little bit of a contact foul there, trying to get it back from Maddie. 70-27, still the score. Time running out here for the Eagles. Ball is going to be in the hands of Sadie, who will throw it into Elena Mack. Mack takes across the half-court line. Don't go far. After this game, we have the boys coming up. T-Jax and the Eagles live in King Cove. Chris and Chris Babcock will give you the play-by-play. That was a long-distance three-pointer by Elena. Hard off the back iron. Sandpoint now in possession. Gain the rebound. Malia's going to take it coast-to-coast. Almost puts it up and in. Misses the layup. She got into a weird position at the very end there, making it tough. Nice steal by Ariana. Saw the pass coming a mile away. Crossover pass. Sadie Newman drains the layup. Beautiful play by Ariana Wilson. Wow. Nice crossover. I mean, try to always keep it positive here, but, man, the crossover was just gorgeous and left Sadie looking as Ariana went over for the layup. But, man, Elena Mack answers right away with a three-pointer. 73 now to 29. Lindsay almost drains that hook shot again, but it's going to go off the back of the rim. Rebound goes over to Sadie. Her pass gets picked up by Wilson. Lindsay wide open for three. Good line, just to the right a little bit. Pick, chased down by Alexia. As she saves it, she'll bounce it right back into Elena Mack, though. 73-29 is the score. Elena with the ball, 2:25 left in the game. Sadie for three. Almost all over the rim. Jalea for the putback. That one is good. 75 now to 29. Here comes Sandpoint. Fast transition by Malia, not giving up any energy. She takes it all the way up the right-hand side. No good. Putback by Alexia is good. 75-31. Props to both these squads fighting hard up to the last minute. Good pass to Elena for three. That's beautiful, yeah. I mean, that's the second it left her hand, it was like laser guided straight into the basket. You guys just tell I had the perfect angle up here in the booth that you could see it coming. It just drains. 78-31 in favor of the rookies. Paige gets past the defense. Elena with an amazing deflection. Comes out of nowhere, just totally clean in the air. Knocks the ball loose. Takes it coast to coast for the layup on the left-hand side. Making it 80-31. I don't know. I mean, Elena had been kind of quiet tonight, but it's like the last 3 or 4 minutes, she just came alive. Yeah, so just really coming online now. Elena Mack in the last few minutes of this game. It's not like she was doing a poor job, but it just wasn't kind of like what we've seen from her in some games. And here she is, just really getting the groove. 1 minute to go in the game. It's going to be a throw-in for the rookies. Here we go, Elena Mack with the ball. Up to Jalea, back to Elena for three in the corner. Off the top of the rim, rebound. Goes to Jalea. She was able to get out of the hands of Malia. Puts a put back up, good for two. 82-31. Malia with the ball. Finds Ariana. Ariana goes to the ground. Maddie tried to pick it up. It goes out of her reach, though. Malia throws it up. Deflected. Goes into the hands of Jalea. Here's Leilani, who just checked in for the rookies, trying to get her handle on it. She wasn't going to be able to get it enough for a layup, but having the foresight to just use that left hand to throw it over to Elena across the post, who finished the job. And I know that Leilani is kind of a young player, but she's got a level of maturity that's going to really serve the rookies well going into the future. The clock's going to run out here. We've got 8 seconds left. It just keeps on going. 84-31 will be the final score here. Yep, they're just going to run it out. There it is. Buzzer. The end of the game. Your King Cove rookies remain undefeated with 84. Your Sandpoint Lady Eagles working hard to the end, coming off with some smiles on their face. Their score, 31. 84-31 in favor of the rookies.